It was riveting last week, just listening to Mr. Agrizi, Angelo Agrizi, who's the former Bosasa COO. You know, dropping names like they're going out of fashion. He mentioned the CEO, former CEO of the SA Post Office on the show, you might recall. You would have then heard Mark Barnes on the show saying, no, our investigators at the Post Office are working with the SIU and the State Capture Commission, so the Post Office wanting to get to the bottom of this. Mr. Agrizi also had to stop his testimony because he spotted a former police officer who was also a Bosasa security official in the particular venue, and this raised concerns. Apparently, this particular official got in with an expired police card, and he is now under police protection, is Mr. Agrizi. But if you read the weekend newspapers, and one of my favorites, of course, City Press, and one of our favorite journalists, Abra Mashekho, wrote a story, investigative journalist at City Press, about what you can expect in today's bomb-dropping saga at this particular commission. So, Abram, thank you for joining us on the show this morning.
Morning to you, Kino, and the listeners.
Now, yo. Okay, so a lot of people might not have read. So, tell us, what are we expecting, what can we expect at the Zondo Commission today?
More and more names, you know.
Okay, that's good.
And some of the names you may not expect to, or you may not suspect that they could be mentioned there.
Oh, okay, so drop a few for us.
Well, we have mentioned, let me just check. We have mentioned Dudumiyele, we mentioned Nomvula. We mentioned, I think there's also Bekicele, but it's a number of high-profile politicians, that, and some may not suspect that they may be listed there.
Well, so Bekicele, our current police minister, also going to be named?
Yes, he might be named today or tomorrow, but I know before Wednesday, and there will be a list that will also include like journalists as well.
Okay, so how do you guys know this? I mean, it's obviously not been dropped, and I'm obviously not asking you to tell me who told you. But obviously, Jacob Zuma, no surprises there. I mean, he's so greasy, he slides uphill. But and Dudu Mueni, been his sidekick for the longest time. I mean, a name, you know, if one just looks at Dudu Mueni and her time at SAA, and if you look at how she right and royally stuffed it up, you know, only real incompetence could lead to that, but this seems to have been incompetence fueled by capital.
Indeed, that is the case. I'm afraid to basically mention some of the names. We opted not to mention everyone there because we had to give each and everyone a right of reply. And if I had done so, then I would have been in a position to mention more names. But the list is long.
So give me an indication. Are these people that we think are squeaky clean?
Yes.
Are these people?
About some people who were holding even senior positions at the National Prosecuting Authority, like some people who have never been tainted before.
Okay, but I mean, we know Jibba is tainted. We know Mrebi is tainted.
There's more names.
And there's more names at the prosecuting authority.
Yes, I think the other name, if we could mention that person, you wouldn't even believe me. You'll think that I would have had something stronger.
Wow. And other institutions and names that you can't mention and institutions that those people are attached to?
You have the SAPS. And then I also think that the fact that some of our media professionals are listed there also, it's quite shocking.
Oh, are they going to be dropping some of those names?
Yes.
Okay. Well, obviously it wasn't you because you said it's shocking. So we'll have to keep an eye, on that one. So lots to happen in this particular commission. We know that Agrizi is now under police guard, right? Well, he has been for the whole weekend.
Witness protection. By the NPA.
And do we know what happened with that security official that ended up getting in, the former policeman that used the expired police identification card? Do we know what happened to him?
I don't know what happened to him, but what I do know is that the commission is investigating the security breach. We would have known that... Initially, it was Bosasa's security company that was responsible for guarding the commission, and that was cancelled upon when when Justice Sondo became aware of that. And we're dealing with corrected people here.
And then the secretary obviously implicated as well and was suspended from the commission, the actual secretary of the State Capture Commission.
You remember what former president said, once, he said, are you sure, guys, you need this commission? Because some of you may regret. Indeed, I think that is what is going to happen.
We're going to be keeping our eyes open, and we'll be watching this one, Abram, and as things develop, we'll get you back on, do some analysis on it. But thank you so much for your time today. Abram Mashego is an investigative journalist at City Press.